This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Search and rescue and recovery continues after a tsunami killed more than 280 people and left well over 1,000 injured. It hit the Indonesian islands of Java and Sumatra. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Authorities say the western coast of Banten province has been hardest hit. As night fell on Sunday evening, rescue efforts continued, but workers and ambulances were finding it difficult to reach some affected areas, because roads have been blocked by debris from damaged homes, upturned vehicles, and fallen trees.
Volcanologist Robin Andrews says this is likely the result of an eruption of the Krakatoa volcano.
It's a very active volcano, and it's been erupting for a while, and it looks like a rather large explosion coincided with the tsunami. And what people think is that part of the volcano either fell into the sea or something already underwater sort of moved forwards as magma kind of intruded into the volcano, and that caused a tsunami.
An earthquake and tsunami hit the island of Sulawesi in September, killing more than 2,500. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. Mr. Trump spoke with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, but offered few details about his conversation. Erdogan said late last week Turkey is postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision to remove troops. An advanced UN truce monitoring team is on the ground in the port of Hodeidah in Yemen to keep watch on the ceasefire and deal for both sides to withdraw from the city. They agreed on a ceasefire that took effect last week. The UN says about 16 million people lack enough food, fresh water, and medicine as a result of the conflict. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Lebanese took to the streets of Beirut protesting the country's economic woes and a political stalemate that has the lawmakers struggling to form a government. Lebanon's economy is on the brink of collapse, and France has warned the country could soon miss out on much-needed aid agreed to in Paris earlier this year if the political deadlock continues. The U.S. federal government is in a third day of a partial shutdown, which will likely continue at least until Thursday when lawmakers return from the Christmas holiday. Some are at issue with President Trump, who wants Congress to allocate $5.7 billion towards a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says his political party opposes Mr. Trump's request.
President Trump, if you want to open the government, you must abandon the wall. Plain and simple. The Senate's not interested in swindling American taxpayers for an unnecessary, ineffective, and wasteful policy.
On ABC's This